Welcome to the Roots of Equity podcast. I'm your host, James Walker, and I'm here with the producer of Roots of Equity podcast, Earl Edmund. Earl, what are you looking forward to in this podcast?
I am looking forward to these conversations and these guests. We have such a wide range of speakers. We have a wide range of topics. We're talking about race. We're talking about LGBT inclusion. We're talking about strategy. We're talking about financial inclusion. We're talking about a lot of things that talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We have some doctors. We have some coaches. We have a wide, wide range of speakers from different professions talking about all of these things, about why it's important to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion from our perspective.
So basically, we're talking about things that are difficult that most people don't want to talk about. Don't want to hear about.
I mean, I don't want to say, but it's going to be really, really fantastic discussions to help.
It's not a negative conversation.
At all.
We're having super positive conversations about how to bring out the best in people, how to bring out the best in your teams, how to be able to listen and bring out the voices, because we just recognize that, you know, being able to hear from people, being able to hear that maybe a slightly different opinion that you had or something that you never thought about could really add value among teams or in organizations. So to me, it's not a negative thing. It should be framed in a very positive way.
At all. And that's exactly how we learn as people. Yeah, education is good. Going to a class is good. But when you talk to people, especially from people with different backgrounds, you tend to get a lot more information, you tend to get more stories. And that's what we're trying to build here. We're trying to create a collection of stories that tie back to our goal.
And the podcast is really meant to be very conversational. So what I think our audience is going to find is that, you know, it's a free-flowing conversation between a couple of people, and ideally, you know, from people who are experts in their field, who are really unique and challenging, you know, stories and things that they could tell. So that's what I'm pretty excited by.
I'm just excited to get this started. I feel like we have done a lot of great work. We've done a lot of great conversations, and we've built a really solid foundation that we can launch this thing off of.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm excited from learning from people, from just hearing things that I haven't heard before, but also just to get things that are uniquely Trinidadian and uniquely Caribbean. You know, in the past, I did quite a lot of work in diversity and inclusion in the UK mostly, also in the US, mostly about race, a little bit about gender. And so I'm familiar with the language that we use, the vocabulary that we'd use in those spaces.
Right.
But there's probably a different vocabulary for Trinidad or for the Caribbean.
Definitely.
And we need to be able to define these things and talk about these things and talk about how do we get the best out of people in our own words and in our own language. So that's what I'm most excited by, is people's stories, but also how they tell these stories. How they introduce these themes when they're having these conversations. What's the way in which they could talk about this that doesn't seem like a buzzword or doesn't seem like a polemic? It doesn't seem like a foreign thing. Because inclusion is not a foreign thing in general, or not a foreign thing to the Caribbean.
And I think it would be something that's really relatable too, because anybody could listen to it and realize, hey, I'm going to do the same thing. I've had experienced these things and I want to include some of these things. So what am I going to get from this podcast? Actionable steps. That's exactly what you're going to get.
I think most people in life, at some point in your life, you've had the chance of feeling like you didn't belong in something. You went to a particular place, or you had to play a particular sport in school, or you were asked to give a speech in public, or you were asked a question in front of the teacher and you didn't know the answer. And I think the sense of belonging is something that humans can understand and identify with. So, you know, this is not a podcast or a space for people of a particular persuasion or of a particular ethnicity or gender or socioeconomic class or sexual orientation, or just for leaders or managers in organizations.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody, totally. I think it's totally for everybody.
Gotcha.
And really the intent of us looking at a range of speakers as well is to just give that sense. We have people from the public sector, people from the private sector, consultants, lawyers, different people with these different backgrounds and different experiences to kind of come and bring their side of things.
Should we tease what some of these speakers are?
Why not? Yeah, tell us.
So we have Dr. Gabriel Hossein from the University of the West Indies. We have Maria Daniel from Ernst & Young. We have Scott Hilton Clark, who is the founder of Inspiration Labs. And we have a whole other host of speakers. We don't want to give too much away. You'll have to listen, log on, put in your earbuds and listen to the Roots of Equity.
Tell our audience a little bit more about where they can find the Roots of Equity podcast?
Sure, of course. You can follow us on all socials. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, and we have our website. At all our socials, it's Roots of Equity Podcast. Our website is www.rootsofequity.com. And in order to listen to the episodes, wherever you stream your podcast, it's available everywhere.
Great. Thank you very much. And folks, we really, really appreciate your time. We are looking forward to sharing this experience with you.
100%.
And would love if you could subscribe, drop us a comment, drop us a like, share this with people in your network. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you, James.